Well, welcome to the Royal Priesthood Bible Prayer and Fellowship Line. You're in the room. I'm Khalif Sefnat Parnia, and we're in for a good show tonight. We're going to talk about some things tonight that will help you and help me because you're here. And just wanted to say to you, we're grateful, again, that you've come into the room with us on this evening. All right. We are live, and I'm trying to blow the shofar here to get the vibrational frequencies in the room correct, and it looks like my shofar will not blow for some reason. So maybe we'll come back to that later. Well, let's get started tonight, since I can't seem to get my instrument paneling correct here, and just get into what we want to discuss tonight. What do you say about that, Elijah? How are you?
I'm gonna say fantastic. I'll say super fantastic.
Oh, fantabulous! Oh, that's the word.
There you go. That's a good word.
Fantabulous. All right.
Fantabulous.
Well, you know, I'm gonna use the Bible again tonight to point out and break a couple of codes that are in the Bible. And one of the things that I love about using the Bible is because people don't have to go out and get, most people have a Bible. So I'm going to break a couple of codes that are pertinent to where we are in this time-space continuum right here in July. As we have already entered into Leo, the sun has entered into Leo, and I'm going to start talking about some things that we need to know about these energies that are already coming in to our planet. I've placed some things on Facebook. And concerning the sounds that Jupiter and Uranus, I was almost tempted to say Uranus, which in the Bible is the word for heaven. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the oil and the sea and identify a couple of places in the Bible, both Old and New Testament, where we can see the oil and the seed. The seed, of course, is the key, and the oil is another key. And both of these are inside of the body. They're red, and we talk about them in the Bible. Let's start with Revelation chapter 11. Let's see if I can get my music going here. I like starting it. I feel kind of funny a lot. You know, I didn't get a chance to get my music. My board is not letting me get in. It says, please wait.
And really?
I don't know what's happening with my music board here. It says, please wait. So, but anyway, Revelation chapter 11. And there are two witnesses that are spoken of in Revelation chapter 11. And I want to try to break this code for everyone tonight. Then we're going to look at Abraham. We looked at Moses. We looked at Joshua and the walls of Jericho. We also looked at the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace with the number 7. We looked at Samson's dreadlocks or locks of hair. He had 7 locks of hair. We took a look at the 6 water pots. And the 7th water pot in the New Testament, where Jesus turned water into wine. Water was turned into wine. When the 6 pots were poured into the seventh pot. And then, of course, in Revelation 5, it talks about the seven seals. And all of those sevens are, they are symbols of the seven chakras, the seven nerve centers in the spine. And now we're going to talk tonight about the two witnesses. And we're going to see two people in the Old Testament, and we're going to see two people in the New Testament that represent the serpent, or how that seed is carried up our spine. We're going to take a look at that tonight in Revelation chapter 11. I'm blessed and privileged to have my brother here with me tonight in the office as we broadcast to you live from the Rattlesnake Bayou Swiftwater plantation here in Greenville, Mississippi, where we have an outpost here. And we're going to talk a little bit about Moriah, because Moriah is in our lesson tonight. So you are in the Moriah Royal Priesthood Bible Prayer and Fellowship Room. Now, in the book of Revelation, listen to this. I don't know if the professor, I think I saw the professor in the room with me as well. So I'm going to put everybody on.
Q&A session started. Q&A session is over. Q&A session started.
I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm messing up a little bit, everybody. Let me see if I can put everybody on mute. And get the professor off of mute. Let's check and see if I did it correctly. Professor, are you there? Professor.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. All right. Now, don't let me forget to talk a little bit about the event and the chronic cleansing healing that we're going to do, as well as some other things for our event. But let me jump into a discussion here with us tonight. In the book of Revelation, chapter 11, it says that there was given me a rod like unto, and there was given unto me a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood, saying, "Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein." The temple of God, that's your body. The body is the temple of God. Let me read that one more time just for clarity, just for myself. I know you caught it, but let me allow it to soak into my mind. It said, "There was given to me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar, the temple and the altar, and them that worship therein." Now, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19, our bodies are the temple of God, so therefore the altar must be in the temple of God. So we're going to talk a little bit about where the altar is and your body being a temple tonight, so that you understand that what we're saying here now, don't look for a temple somewhere outside of you. As you read this, if you're reading Revelation chapter 11, you're looking for something within your temple, within your body. And one of the things that we're going to talk about is temple building. So this is going to help you before those of you who are planning to attend the Heart of the Lion activation here in August. One of the things we're going to talk about is inner temple building. And he says, "But the court which is without the temple, leave out, don't measure it. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 40 and 2 months." Now, 40 and 2 months is 3.5 years. You've got to understand that is also a code. 3.5 is very important. 42 months is 3.5 years. 42 months is 3.5 years. So 42 months, you got 12, 12, and 12, which would be 36. And then 6 more months added to that 36 would be 42. So you're talking about 3.5, which is a very, very important code. We're going to talk about that a little bit because you're going to see that number again, 3.5. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days. That's 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth and ashes. Now, 1,260 comes out to 9. That is the code. If you add 1 plus 2 is 3 plus 6 is 9. So 1,260 is 9. That's a very important code as well. These numbers mean something. And these two witnesses in verse number 4 says that they are two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of heaven. Pardon me. Now, I'm anxious to tell you that what we're talking about here, remember now, the temple of God is the body. So I'm looking for something inside of my body. The temple of God is the body. The Most High does not dwell in temples that are made with hands. No sheetrock, shingles, carpet, chandeliers, brick, mortar, clay. No temple that is formed or constructed with human hands is the temple of God. The temple of God that's made without hands is your human body, the formation of the human body as it develops in the womb through the periods of gestation in the body of the mother is the temple of God. The wonderful processes that occur in the body have to be recognized. We've not been taught to understand it. So now let's locate these two witnesses inside the body. These two witnesses that are inside the body, I'm going to start at the back, side and back up into what I just told you. These two witnesses that are witnessing in verse number 4 are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. Now, if any man will hurt them, fire proceeded out of their mouths and devour their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in that manner be killed. Now, you're talking about the pituitary gland, and you're talking about the pineal gland. The two witnesses in the temple, the two witnesses in the human body that you just read about are the pineal or pineal gland and the pituitary gland. One secretes a positive oil. The second secretes a magnetic oil. These two oils secreted by these two witnesses, as this chapter states, are the two witnesses in the temple that secrete electromagnetic oils. One secretes positive, the other secretes negative. Pineal and the pituitary gland is in your brain. It's in your brain. Okay? Now, these two oils go down the ida or ganglia of the spine, and they bathe or they send electromagnetisms to all of your body so that your body has energy, has light flowing through it. So these two glands, the pineal gland and the pituitary gland, and you can look it up, get you a good medical dictionary, Stedman's Medical Dictionary or Gray's Anatomy, and you can look up the pineal gland and the pituitary gland, and they are glands that secrete a special oil. We're going to talk about that just a little bit. Am I making myself clear, Dawood? I know I'm being a little repetitious. I'm using repetition as a form to allow it to settle in, but am I being clear so far? I want to stop just for a moment.
Yeah, you're clear to me.
It's clear. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's the code in Revelation chapter 11, and these numbers are very important, and these have the power to shut heaven, and that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over the waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues. It's talking about your body, as often as they will. And heaven, of course, is your brain. And when they have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war with against them and shall overcome them and kill them, and their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of this great city, which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Wait a minute. Hold on. Now, we were told that Jesus was crucified in Jerusalem, but here it states that these two witnesses are killed or assassinated or whatever in Sodom and Egypt. And it says, where our Lord was also crucified. What Lord is that? That was crucified in Egypt and in Sodom. Wow. Never knew that Jesus was crucified according in 40 years of preaching in the Christian church. Really didn't know what this meant. And there's no way to locate or tell what this means without coming inside the body, human body, and understanding that Egypt and Sodom are symbolic references to the lower chakras, which are at the bottom, the root chakra, and the chakras of the solar plexus and of the pelvic area. These are Sodom and Egypt, the lower chakras, where you have your instincts for survival, where you have your instincts, your sexual drive, and your hunger drive. That is the beast, the beast. People who operate solely on these three chakras primarily without activating the upper chakras or the upper energy centers allow their lives to be dominated and driven by their instincts for survival, for sex, and for food. That is the beast. That's the animal. And that is what is referenced here. So when you see Sodom and Egypt, it's a reference to those three lower chakras where the animal instincts and people who allow these lower energies to drive their lives become like animals, beast. That is what is meant in this passage, the beast. And we all have a beast in us. We all have these energies and drives, and we can try to suppress them. We can try to overcome them, but that is what is meant by these energies. Now, these two witnesses, the pineal gland and the pituitary gland, if we are not conscious, we will slay them, and it says that they are slain by the beast. Now listen to this. It says that they're slain. People of the world, of the earth, all people, kindreds, and tongues. It's talking about all your cells, the trillions of cells, and all of the various functions and parts of your body. People of all kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half. Now there's that number 3.5 again. 3.5. The energy at the bottom of your spine, where 5 bones come in and fuse and make one, is coiled 3.5 times. The energy at the bottom of your spine is coiled 3.5 times. When the oils that come from the pineal gland and the pituitary gland go down your body, they go into a place called the cochlea, or there's a sponge down there, a gland that's a sponge. And these oils that are carrying the electromagnetisms, they wrap around 3.5 times. And these oils contain this energy, this electromagnetic energy at the bottom of your spine. That is the serpent. And the reason it's called a serpent is because it's coiled 3.5 times. So that is the meaning of the two witnesses that we just read about in Revelation chapter 11, lying in the street 3.5 days. That is the energy. It takes 3.5 days. That is also symbolically referenced in the with Jesus being in the tomb for 3 days and three nights. 3 days and three nights is actually something that is referenced there. These numbers have much to do with that. And so I'm gonna move and explain this a little bit further down. That now, as they are raised, they are laid in the street, and the people on the earth begin to rejoice that they after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God enters them, and they stood up on their feet, and great fear fell upon them that saw it, and they heard a voice from heaven saying to them, come up, and they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Now, these two witnesses, or these two oils that coil up at the bottom, in the sponge, at the bottom of your spine, after 3.5 days, is raised back up the spine, caught back up to heaven. Now, remember, these are two olive trees. If you back up, we're talking about oil, two olive trees. That's in verse number 4. It says, these are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks. The candlesticks meaning light, light meaning energy. Trees meaning oil. That oil comes down, it stays at the bottom of the spine 3.5 days, and then at the right prompting of a voice from heaven, which has to do with something that goes on in the upper chakras, something to do with your consciousness, and something to do with the energies, where now these oils are raised back up the spine. And I want to get into a great detail about it tonight, but these are the oils that lift up the seed that is born in the solar plexus of everyone's body that's normal, every 29 and a half days. These oils lift that seed back up. This seed has very, 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 very powerful potentials to do very powerful things for us. But because we were not taught about this seed, because we don't know how to regulate it, how to maintain it, how to preserve it, and how to take these oils through meditation, which is the what some call the kundalini, and raise the serpent, which are the oils that wrap around the caduceus, wrapping around the pole, going all the way back to the top, the caduceus, the flying serpents. You see it on the sides of ambulances and hospitals as a medical symbol. You also see it in the belly of Baphomet, who is the goat man that he just unveiled a statue of Baphomet in Detroit, a satanic symbol. Well, in Baphomet's stomach is the medical symbol as well. But also, that's the serpent. That's the serpent in the garden. That is the whole tree thing. The whole thing with the serpent and the tree. Now, when this seed that is born in the solar plexus falls into the River of Jordan, which is the circulation system in your body, and it goes down into this lower chakras, it is raised by these energies. It is raised up. That's Christ being raised up by the power of the Holy Ghost. That is Christ, Jesus, as we've been taught, being raised up by the power of the Holy Ghost. 1 John 3:9 says, he that is born of God does not sin because his seed remains in him. We're going to look at this in one more passage, and I'm going to be almost finished. But these two witnesses, the oil, the olive trees, they're spoken of also in Zechariah, and the seven candlesticks have to do. And notice again, it says these are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before God. Candlestick has seven candles on it, or seven chakras. So this oil has to pass through seven chakras. The candlestick or the candle stand had seven candlesticks or seven lights on it, symbolic of your body having seven chakras. Root chakra, then which is color-coded red. Then you have your base chakra, which is color-coded orange. Your solar plexus, which is color-coded yellow. Your heart chakra, which is color-coded green. Your throat chakra, which is color-coded blue. Your eye chakra, which is color-coded indigo. And then your crowning pinnacle chakra, which is color-coded violet. Seven chakras are the seven candlesticks. So inside of your body, there is a candle stand with seven candlesticks. No temple somewhere in some place, some geographic location that was built with a literal candlestick with seven candle stand with seven candlesticks on it, the menorah. No literal candlestick. The candlestick is your spine and these seven energy centers that go up your spine. So these energies that are raised, these two candlesticks that are raised after 3 1/2 days, when that seed falls, it's lifted back up. Let's read it. Watch this. Listen. After 3 1/2 days, the spirit of life from God enters them, and they stood on their feet in great fear, and they heard a voice from heaven saying, "Come up hither." And they ascended up into heaven in a cloud. So these oils, after 3 1/2 days, that are carrying the seed, 1 John 3:9, raises the seed, fulfilling what John said in John 3:14. As Moses lifted up the serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. The seed, it's talking about the seed that's in you, must be lifted up back into heaven. Christ came down. He went into the lower parts of the earth. He stayed 3 1/2 days. He was resurrected, or he was raised, and then he ascended. All of that is an allegory telling you about a process that happens in your body. No person did this. It is a process that was personified by the Romans to throw you off with the objective that they themselves could manipulate and control you by keeping this marvelous, powerful process from you so that you would not understand how to open up your seven chakras and your crowning chakra to higher consciousness so that you would become a powerful being that you were created to be, or that you took on creation, I should say, to become. So as long as you are ignorant to this process, you can be manipulated and controlled, and the way that they did it was by pointing you to outward empty rituals and form that has no force. In other words, religious ceremonies and rituals, rather than understanding this marvelous process that takes place in your body that is coded right here in this Bible, in a story about two witnesses that were olive trees, that were candlesticks. You know you're not looking at people because it says olive tree. It says candlestick. You're not looking at people. You're looking at a process. You're looking at an entity, but not people. And they are crucified in Sodom and Gomorrah, which are the lower chakras. They stay there for 3 1/2 days, which is at the bottom of your spine. Then they're raised back up. These oils are raised back up the spine, carrying the seed that's born every 29 1/2 days until it reaches the optic thalamus, the oil that is smeared there that's inside of something in your brain called the fornix. There's something inside of your brain called the fornix. And inside of the fornix are these glands, the optic thalamus, which means the chamber, and the pineal and pituitary gland. The optic thalamus is that third eye. after the oil is smeared over this third eye, again, it stays there 3 days. And then as it is incubated or generated in the brain, it shoots an intensified power through the corpus callosum, or when it reaches the pineal gland, and the pineal gland begins to vibrate, there's something called the stria pinealis, which is stria meaning straight line. It goes to the fornix, which is the furnace, and the furnace is heated, and it generates for 3 days. And when it generates for 3 days, which the fornix or the furnace also means vaulted dome or tomb. Well, if it's generated for 3 days, now think of it in this way. Let me make it plain to you in this way. Jesus stayed in the grave 3 days. And then on Sunday morning, we say he was raised from the dead. And the stone that was rolled over the tomb was rolled away. Well, that is a valve inside of your brain in the fornix. After this energy stays inside of the fornix for 3 days, this energy generates to such a degree and such a vibration and intensity that it blows open that valve. And when that valve blows open, the energy goes through the corpus callosum to the right brain and activates the 90% dormant brain cells that are in your right brain that are lying dormant. That is what the establishment does not want you to know. This is dangerous information. Now, I'm going to stop right here because I could move on and tell you that this process that I just talked about is what they do not want you to know. This is how they hid this from you, by giving you people, making you think that this process were actual, literal, historic people that I just explained to you. A process that occurs in your body, they exchanged for historic people. And we never looked within to understand this process of these two witnesses. Now, I'm going to run over here quickly to a couple of places. I'm going to go to the first book in the Bible. I was in the last book. But I'm going to go to the first book in the Bible. I'm going to tell you what this means. And the first book in the Bible is Genesis. This is why you should never throw this Bible away. You just need to break the code. And it says in the first verse of Genesis chapter 22, came to pass after these things that God did tempt or test Abraham and said unto him, Abram, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son, that's Isaac, which is the seed. Abraham's seed was Isaac, the promised seed. We know that from Genesis chapter 20, that Isaac was Abraham's seed. And he says, Take now thy son, that only son that you love, and get thee to the land of Moriah, and offer him therefore burnt offering. Now God is telling Abraham to take his son and make a human sacrifice. That's what he just heard. Now wait a minute. Come on. In Judeo-Christian, is there, why would God require or test a man to take his child, the seed of his loins, and make a human sacrifice? I'm going to let that soak in for a moment. Because the seed, Abraham, the mountain, all, Sarah, Hagar, characters are allegories. They are fictional characters to show us the principle. Isaac is a symbol of the seed that I mentioned to you earlier. And God requires him to give that seed back to him in sacrifice. No human person, Abraham, sacrificing another human person, Isaac. It is an allegory pointing to a principle that Abraham is required of the Most High to take this seed and I'm breaking the code for you, Isaac, up a mountain that's up your body, up your spine, and there offer him in sacrifice. So Abraham takes the seed. Two men, two humans climb a mountain, and Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and they got the wood for the offering. They rose up and went into the place that God had told him. And then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes. See, there's a number three again. There's a number three. It's coded. It's like you read about the two witnesses being dead for 3.5 days. Jesus being dead for 3.5 days. Here's Abraham again. He said he went into the wilderness for 3 days. That's that oil that goes down with his seed that stays at the bottom for 3.5 days. And also in the fornix of the brain for 3 days. Now, listen to this. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place of Pharaoh. And he said to the young man, abide here with the lad, and we're going to go and worship. We're going to go and worship. Now, this is some strange worship, because if you take this literally, that's like me taking one of my sons up a mountain with some wood, make an altar, tie him on it, take the knife, cut his throat, and burn him up, give him as a sacrifice. No. That's some strange stuff we just read there. That's some strange ritual that an omnipotent, all-powerful, all-loving creator would require. So I strain to take this literally. So I must find what this is a symbol of. If I read this literally, this is brutal. This is sadistic. This is evil to take a human being at the hands of a Most High God that is requiring the sacrifice. This is evil. But if I read it as a symbolic story, and if I read it symbolically the way it was meant to be understood by the people who wrote it, then my conscience is relieved against any offense of a loving creator who would require such a barbaric and heinous act of human sacrifice. So then, I find relief in understanding that Abraham climbs the mountain with this seed, takes this seed and places it on the altar, raises the knife and is about to kill the seed, hears a voice and says there's a ram caught in the thicket. And the ram is a symbol of the pineal gland in our human bodies. There's your altar. That is the point of contact between you and the spirit world, you and the Most High, you and the I am you that you are, to make contact with yourself. When you understand the processes by which to raise this seed back up the mountain, or to raise this seed back up the spinal cord through the 7 nerve centers that we call chakras, by the power of what the Easterners call the Kundalini, or the serpent that we see, which is both in Eastern religion and also in Western religion, in your Bible, as Moses lifted up the serpent, John 3:14, so must Christ be lifted up, Christ being the oil, Christos being the oil that carries the seed and the vibration, just like in a car. The energy is carried by the oil or the gasoline, the liquid that carries the energy. And so in your body, this oil carries that energy. And as it goes through the 7 chakras, it's intensified, it's refined. The vibrational capacity of it is increased as it goes through each chakra until finally it gets to the pineal gland, where the seed is placed on the pineal gland. And that pineal gland now begins to vibrate with an extra frequency vibration to the point where it now secretes a refined kind of oil that baptizes your brain cells. And now as a result, as this oil falls back through your body, baptizes the trillions of cells in your body, and you become regenerated. That is regeneration. Not anything outside of you, but it's all inside of you. Now, Abraham takes Isaac up the mountain. Two witnesses, Abraham and Isaac again, are lifted up after 3 days. Abraham goes up the mountain after he goes for 3 days. And also in your body, when that seed falls and stays inside of your body for 3 days, through proper instructions by someone who knows how to do in a temple building to show you how to raise that seed is raised. And there's only one way to do it. You can't raise that seed in church listening to Reverend Chicken Wing or Reverend Watermelon or Reverend Sweet Potato or Reverend, let's say, Filet Mignon, you know, the steak and lobster preachers. You can't do it listening to a preacher. Can't do it listening to a motivational speaker. Can't do it listening to choirs. Won't work. Can't do it listening to certain. There's only one way to raise the seed, and the way to raise it is the arm. Is the arm, O-H-M, the arm, the sound, the music of the spheres. Cannot be done listening to the cacophony of voices on your radio and all of the multitude of distractions that are directed our way. It's only one way to raise this seat. And we're going to talk about that in our Lion, Heart of the Lion activation on the 10th, 11th, and 12th, and then the 14th, 15th, and 16th. And then on the 19th, 20th, and 21st, right here in Greenville, Mississippi, at the Moriah Stargate location, we have set aside a time to show you this marvelous process so that you can be activated in the energies that are coming in. There are very special energies coming in, not only from these waves that are coming in, the planet Uranus, which is also the word for heaven in the Bible, Uranus. The energies that are coming in now as Uranus dominates our solar system will be the energies that will cause this serpent to rise, the energies at the bottom of your spine. The energies that are coming in now, because Uranus is a planet that's dominating our solar system now and not Saturn, it will stir the energies in your spine. It's going to cause trepidation for a lot of people. It's going to cause disturbance, mental disturbance, emotional disturbance. You're going to see an increase in conflicts, confusions in people's mind because this energy, this energy, this coil at the bottom of our spine is going to be stirred by the energies of Uranus as Uranus is baptized with a wave of energy that's coming from outer space. And the Earth now is saturated with these energies. It will change everything on this planet one way or another. Now, what we have set aside are three special sessions from the 10th through the 21st to help you to identify how to build your inner temple and to regulate these energies coming in so that you make the transformation and that you and I make the ascension. So that you and I make the transformation with these new energies and you and I will make the ascension. That is why we. So you need to register if you plan to attend these sessions by going to stage, the number 2, omega.com. I'll give that one more time. You need to register now by going to stage 2, omega.com. One more time, stage 2, omega.com. Now let's see how I'm doing here on my board, if I can get back to my board here. My computer, I turned my back away from my computer for a moment. And guess what? My computer went blank on me, but I'm back on it. Now, have about 15 minutes, and the Q&A is already on, and you can come into the queue. Wow, what did I do? Something is going on here. All right, 313, I'm taking your mic. I took you off mute. You're already in the queue, so let's see if I can take you off. Wait a minute, hold on. That's Professor. There we go. Professor, your mic's open. I'm finished for tonight. Talk to me. What do you think about what we just said? Professor, are you there? Can you hear me? All right. Alanya, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I did quite a bit of talking. I tried to make it as simple. And break this code about the two witnesses and the oil and the seed and these energies and our body. So I'm ready for questions, if there are questions. Let's see how we're ready. You can come into the queue by pressing *6. *6.
You know, while we're waiting on someone to come into the queue, I would like, if you would, sir, to maybe help us to understand these energies that are coming in. What actually is this process with these energies and how they're going to interact with our DNA? What's that principle? What's the whole thing? Ron, that's a really deep subject there, but could you give us that in a nutshell, if you will?
Well, in a nutshell, the supernova 1987A exploded over in galaxy 4555 that sent a wave across seven constellations, picking up intensity. It happened about 171,000 years ago. That energy was seen, or this explosion was seen, by, believe it or not, civilizations that were more advanced than we are. And the Hopi, Aztecs, the Egyptians, and many more saw this happening because they were able to chart the heavens, if you understand. They knew that there would come a time.
I thought there was only 6,000 years in the Bible.
Well, there is only 6,000 years in the Bible. The Bible only has 6,000 years. Again, you can thank the Romans for that.
Okay.
You can thank the Romans for their extraction of a text. Now, the book of the coming forth of the day and the night is 10,000 years old out of Egypt. It's the oldest book in the world that we have. But that wasn't your question. Your question was about the energy. The energies that are coming, they're gaining steam or increasing as they pass through seven constellations to a constellation called Delta IV Nax. Now, you have a four Nix in your brain. You have a four Nax in the heaven. As above, so below.
Okay.
The blueprint for your human body is the same blueprint that you see above your head.
Oh, wow.
It's the same.
Wow.
So the seven chakras correspond to the seven constellations from the middle of our universe, which is in the constellation of Orion, and in galaxy 4555, which is the middle of our universe, there was an explosion. They call it the Hourglass Nebula, or the eye in the sky.
And didn't you tell me, Orion is the brightest star in the whole galaxy, correct?
No, Sirius.
Sirius. So, Orion, though, is part of Sirius, right?
Actually, Sirius, yes. Orion's belt, if you look at it, Sirius is just beneath it. And Sirius, and I have a picture of it, I can send it to you so you can see it, get a visual. But Sirius A is the brightest star in the sky, and it is in a binary system with our sun, and we are approaching it. So, but the explosion that happened over by Orion in Galaxy 55, and it's coming through seven constellations, which is the same process that happens in your body with this oil going through seven chakras. Okay, and the eye in the sky, listen to what I'm saying, the eye in the sky, which is the Hourglass Nebula, you can Google this, NASA's Hourglass Nebula, taken by the NASA Hubble Space Telescope.
Right.
You can see it. You can see it. This is a literal fact. You can see it. Corresponds to the eye in your body. Your eye in your body, which is the pineal gland, has to become the receiver of these energies that are coming.
Wow.
The pineal gland receives electromagnetic energies.
Right.
It receives.
And that's what this energy is that's coming. And so it went through the seven phases of its energy burst, if you will, to get here. And so mankind must raise their energies up through, but actually it comes from the top and goes down, correct? The most
they
powerful chakra is at the top, right?
They must prepare themselves to build inner temple, to have the capacity to receive these energies. Otherwise, the same thing that happens when you send too much power through a circuit.
Mm-hmm.
You blow out the circuit or you burn it.
Okay.
And so again, here's what I'm saying. We must raise that seed to the pineal gland. And it goes to the pineal gland through the stria pinealis to the fornix in the brain, which is a furnace or the tomb. It stays there 3 days. Then it goes through the corpus callosum, which connects the left and right hemispheres of the cerebrum. In your brain, and as the cerebrum is expanded, and this energy burst blows open the valve,
right,
go to activate the brain cells. Now you have the circuitry to receive the energies that are coming in. Without opening the right brain, you do not have the capacity to receive these energies that are coming in. So if a person, for example, is caught without opening their right brain and understanding these processes that I've labored to make plain, I don't know how well I've done this. I don't know how well I've done this. But
I think you've done an excellent job.
Well, if you do not open your right brain, you're going to have a circuit burn. You're going to burn your circuitry in your brain. Your brain is botanical. It's electric. You will receive the mark of the beast. 666, which means you will be trapped in the lower chakras, the animalistic instinct, and not in the higher chakras. You will
this
burn.
This is what will drive man crazy, mad, if you will.
I need you to repeat that. I need you to repeat that if you can hear me. I've been on the phone the whole time. You've been muting me. I'm muting you out.
I've been trying to get you in. What I'm trying to say, if you do not open the right brain, by the processes that I've tried to explain tonight, these oil and seed, and through meditation, raise that seed to open the right brain. When these energies come in, you will fry. You will get trapped in the lower vibration, urges, instincts of the animal, of the beast,
animal,
which is the mark
instincts
of the beast.
Yep. Interestingly enough, I think we're beginning to see some of that manifestation even now. I'm hearing some really bizarre reports from people around the country of incidents of people just going crazy. Like a man.
Well, that's because the energies are coming in. And notice nature is always gradual.
Yes.
But it will reach a fever pitch. It will reach a saturation point.
Yes.
As these energies. So it is critical that you get off the left side of the brain and, as the Bible says in John 21:6, cast the net or the filament or the circuitry of your brain to the right side. John 21 and 6 says, cast your net to the right side. And they did. Yes. Verse 11 says, and they caught 153 fishes.
Mm-hmm.
1 plus 5 is 6 plus 3 is 9. The two witnesses witnessed for 1,260 days. 1 plus 2 is 3 plus 6 is 9. 9 mm-hmm. is the cosmic magic number. It has to do with vibration. It has to do with harmonic resonance between as above and so below, the temple above, the energies coming in, and the energies in your temple must have harmonic resonance.